We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us this morning?
All right, so I do plan to get to the NFL games here for you guys, but we did have a couple headlines that just had to be discussed here.
Okay.
The first one being the Odell Beckham situation. was dragged off a plane. Of course it happened here in
Miami.
It's got
to be in South Florida.
Was dragged off of a plane for reportedly refusing to put his seatbelt on, and they said he was drifting in and out of consciousness. Now, I don't know about this whole thing here, but his lawyer came out and said that Odell was simply sleeping, and had he have heard that they wanted to him to put his seatbelt on, he would have done it right away, no problem.
Deep sleeper, apparently,
sure.
Early.
Yeah,
huh?
He's before a very it. Deep sleeper before the plane takes off, which is, you know, maybe the guy took a couple sleeping pills or something. I don't know. But all I know is that if you are the reason that they force everyone to get off the plane because of you, it should be life in prison without the possibility of parole. And I just, you know, I think Odell Beckham should face that punishment, to be quite honest with you.
I was waiting for somebody to come out. Everybody's out to get Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That's
I was
there.
Waiting for that one.
Yeah, it's out.
Everybody's out to get Odell now.
I'm guessing a flight.
Since half the NFL cities want him to come play
that's
for
him. That's a super douche move.
When is he going to play, by the way?
Who cares?
Late December.
Is he that good that everyone's out there wooing him? Like,
he'd be an upgrade if he's healthy.
Okay, but like.
He would be an upgrade.
What is going on where this
healthy.
Guy's traveling every different team in the NFL? Like he's LeBron out there, like, you know, going on free agency tour.
Yeah.
It's going to get signed by somebody.
You made a good
point.
I love
the attempt by the lawyer, though. He was sleeping.
Yeah.
Didn't hear it. Didn't hear anything.
I don't know. Somebody shakes me. I usually wake up.
You would think.
Oh, sorry about that. Let me put this on.
Man, if I'm telling you, you force people to get off the plane.
Yeah, that's super douchey.
Everybody had to get off, huh?
Should be the end. Yeah, everyone had to get off the plane, the whole thing.
Right.
You
think
the last time you see the light of day.
You think Odell cared about everybody had to get off that plane?
No,
I'm guessing he didn't.
No, he didn't care. Come on.
All right, what else you got, Woody?
All right, the USA and England. See how many people watch this one?
Had to be big.
Shade under 20 million, 19.977 million viewers across Fox, Telemundo, and Peacock. And guess how many goals they got to see?
That would be none.
The big fat zero.
Nil.
Oh, those games. You know, you get one of these games where these superstars are fantastic and make a couple gorgeous goals, score a couple of gorgeous goals, and then you get one of those no score games, nil nil.
Yeah.
Oh, nil no.
About nice. Nil me out.
You got the lingo. Nicely done. Finally here, did you guys catch this over the weekend? The Mississippi reporter, John Sokoloff, who works for WCBI, you know, a little local TV deal in Mississippi, said Lane Kiffin was going to tell his team he was going to step down from Ole Miss and he was going to take the Auburn job. The problem was that report was not accurate. So Kiffin goes on Twitter and basically said the report was news to him and put a little facepalm thing on there. Then he went even a step further to send out a fake, like a little fake letter there. Did you guys see all this stuff? It was pretty awesome, man. So he basically had a little fake letter that said that the guy Sokoloff was taking a job in Biloxi, that he was moving jobs.
Yeah.
People race to get to these stories first. I get it. But this guy ended up being very, very wrong, and I don't know where.
I'll tell you one thing.
I don't know where these small-time reporters get these stories from.
Well, Coach Kiffin played it perfectly.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he can bitch all he wants, but he got him to redo his contract for a second straight year.
Nice
and guess what? He has another good year next year. They'll redo it again. It'll be over $10 million a year.
Are you calling this like a setup?
Absolutely.
You think he's in cahoots with the reporter?
No, but I think he's glad that came out.
Yeah.
Put a little more urgency on the other side. What do you understand that? Little leverage?
All right. I got you there. All right, let's get to some NFL games.
Get some more cash.
Why not? Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Jaguars and Ravens. The Jaguars. Man, this is a wild game, by the way. Jaguars drive down the field. Trevor Lawrence led a beautiful drive at
nice
the end
throws.
Of this game. Yeah, he really did. And a little two-point conversion at the end of this one. I don't know about that call, man. It's so gutsy. And it's such a play the result call.
You got nothing to lose.
What do you do when your team's not having a very good year?
3-7.
Of course you go for it.
I got you. But that's a play the result type of call there. But anyway, they win at 28-27. Trevor Lawrence, man, coming on strong here.
How about the Ravens losing so many games at the end? Blowing leads.
Lamar Jackson, by the way, now I don't know if this is real or not because I don't know what on Twitter is real. I saw a tweet, someone had a blue check that said Deion Sanders took the USF job. And they go, oh, yeah, that's not a real. They go, that's not a real account, man.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'm guessing Deion will take a better job.
I don't know what's real and what's not real, but Lamar Jackson went on Twitter and told some guy to shut the bleep up and to eat a D. So I don't know what.
You don't know what's real.
Yeah, I don't know if that's actually him because he doesn't usually get down like that. But hey, I like it if it wasn't.
How cool is that to watch that field goal at the end with the best field goal kicker?
Oh my God!
And everybody's going. This is just about the maximum range he has in warmups. And you're going, if this guy makes this,
we're putting him in right now.
We won't wait.
I had to give you the live play-by-play. I was talking to Joe on the way home from the Dolphins game, so I was giving him the live play-by-play. I thought he spiked
yards.
It. I thought it was going right down the middle.
It looked it.
All of his offensive linemen thought it was going down. I thought it was in. It was right
3 yards
down the middle.
Short.
It was close.
Yeah. It was right there.
It looked good for a little minute. It kind of died at the end there. But
if he would have hit a 67-yard field goal to win that game. Oh, my God.
Well, listen, he is he is the man when it comes to field goal kicker. There's never been better than that guy, ever.
All right.
There's Hall of Fame kickers. Never better than that guy.
Bengals and Titans both 7-4, 20-16. The Bengals hold on in this one to beat Tennessee.
Right back in it. Smoking Joe's got him right back.
That's right. Boy, they are really on that 7-4, the 8-5, that six, right at the top of the AFC like that. It's incredible. There's going to be so much movement in the next couple of weeks. One loss.
It'll be fun for these playoffs.
Right.
All these slots, and somebody will get knocked out that's been looking good. You just hope it's not by the way, already hyping up the Dolphins 49ers on TV, Woody.
Of course.
I'm sorry.
Let's go.
It's going to be fun. All right.
Well, that's what happens when you have the best team in the NFL. You know, speaking of not the best teams in the NFL, the Panthers and the Broncos fought to a 23-10 Panther win there. The Broncos are atrocious, and Russell Wilson, I thought the whole thing was a joke, but his guys are screaming at him on the sidelines, man.
He had some point.
142 yards.
You know, it was one thing was the Seattle guys calling him names without getting into names.
Crowder.
But it's another it's another one when you got guys on this team starting to look at you the same way.
Bro, they're screaming at him as I'm
coming off the field and just ripping him.
Just not very good right now.
Tom Brady's career is coming to a close here, gentlemen, as the Browns beat the Bucs 23-17 in overtime. I told some of my buddies from school in Tampa, our Bucs season ticket holders, I told them it's just terrible what they've done to ruin Brady's legacy. Really sad stuff, man.
Probably still going to win the division.
Just very disappointing what they've done.
And what's a record going to be?
To maybe the greatest of all time, but now this will hang over his head, sort of like the wizard stuff with Jordan. Just very disappointing.
What are you talking about?
We go.
You just make stuff up and keep going. Do you sit with your wife at night and just make something up that's going to destroy what Tom Brady's built up? He won a championship there. They've won more playoff games last year than they've won in a long time.
This will be a dark cloud over Brady's legacy.
There you
no
go.
Question.
Yeah, no question.
Chargers back to 6-5. They went for two. Beat the Cardinals 25-24. Justin Herbert, 274 and three touchdowns. Still not as good as Tua, but Got him a win.
Hey, mm. We're going to have to get you a show by yourself at night. Called the crazy one.
Yeah, you have a lot of pull to get that done. No? All right, the Raiders and the Seahawks.
What do you mean, yeah? What do you mean by yeah?
I think you could if you want.
I mean, shut up and let me get to the next highlight. Raiders and Seahawks, 40-34. Josh Jacobs had like 900 yards in this game, and I left him on my bench because they said he had a calf injury. And it was my kid's birthday party yesterday, and I just didn't check.
229 and two touchdowns.
Did not get the update.
What a game.
Chiefs, what a game. Chiefs and Rams. This is for the betting public out there. See how this was going to finish. Yeah, this game was not a very entertaining game. That was the game on TV yesterday locally, yeah. Which I don't know what they're doing, man.
Red zone.
I guess it was better than the 49ers shutting out the Saints 13-0. 49ers look tough.
Be a good game next week.
Saints got down there ready to score a couple times. Just so bad.
I took a couple bad beats yesterday, so I didn't even watch 40-33 the Eagles and the Packers.
You shut her down before that. Good.
I shut it down before that one.
It's actually a pretty decent game.
I'm sure it was, but yeah. Aaron Rodgers I saw got hurt.
Yeah, Jordan Love came in the future.
Speaking of careers ending, that thing is long over.
You're on a roll today, man. You're
4-8, the Pack.
Play the results, Woody. That's beautiful. You're the best at it.
A couple of texts here. Someone says Mel Penis High School played hard in the Oscar Mayer Bowl but came up short.
See what you've done to everybody now? Yeah. You're our Mel Penis.
This guy says, hey, Hollywood, stop embellishing the Odell Beckham story. Dude, he did not get dragged off the plane. We saw the same video you did, bruh. He brugged me at the end.
I said he got dragged off.
I did say get your – listen.
You did?
Listen. If everyone has to get off the plane because of you, that means you got your ass dragged off the plane.
They didn't drag him off the plane, though. You're walking next to him.
Okay, but, I mean.
You just say whatever you want.
No,
don't
but
let anybody,
dragged off the
you
plane.
You know what? Don't let anybody get in the way of your story and everybody else's
story.
You have
to, if everyone has to deplane because of you, that means you got your ass dragged off the plane.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I didn't know that.
Every single person that's already sitting that's trying to get to their destination
because
of you.
Physically have to take him off the plane or do they walk him off the plane?
I don't care. That's my choice of words.
All
and
right,
I'm sticking,
no, we'll
and I'm
ride
stick
with
to it.
It. We'll ride with it.
By the way, I agree that if it's your fault that everyone has to deplane, you should be punished severely.
Well, you already said that.
Yeah.
Life in prison.
How many times
do
you want to say, life in prison?
With no parole.
Absolutely. Right. By the way.
You're a fair guy. Keep going, by the way. Keep going. Yeah. By the way, that's your new name, by the way.
To this guy that texted in, I'd like to see you be on the receiving end of a deplaning.
You know what? You need to go
I'm
get some
serious.
Sleep. No,
I'd like you
need
to
go get
the person
some
that's
sleep.
Like, you're miserable because you got to go through the airport. It's the most crowded weekend of the year or whatever because it's Thanksgiving. And you're sitting on the plane and you find out some guy won't put his seatbelt on and you got to get off the plane. Let's see if you're all, he wasn't dragged. He was escorted off.
He was sleeping.
He was escorted.
All right,
dragged.
Woody, you made a good point there. That's a nice point by you.
Thank you.
That's a very good point.
I'm just trying
prison,
to be. I'm
no
trying
parole.
To put myself in the shoes.
No, no,
of the
people.
Right.
No. You're always looking out for the people.
Right.
You never go
Thank
out there on any
you.
Of your
Thank
thoughts.
You,
hey, 8 o'clock hour's coming up. Zach, what do you have for us?
Something that we all need this morning. How about a glass of Zaffa rum at this point, or a bottle of Zaffa rum? It's the holiday season out there. Give it as a gift. Give it as a gift for yourself. It doesn't matter at this point. If you haven't had it yet, then you got to try it. Zaffa rum is just an amazing drink. My drink of choice. Now, the first time I had it a couple years back, I was blown away by it. Unlike any other rum I ever had before. One, because it's aged in bourbon oak casks. So if you're looking for an upscale luxurious spirit, you found it. Two different bottles you can get of Zaffa rum, by the way. The 21-year age bottle or the limited edition 30-year age bottles of Zaffa rum. Perfectly balanced to the taste of fruit and spice. That elegant aroma, well, that's because of those bourbon oak casks I always tell you about. Great for top shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up or on the rocks, and great with your favorite cigar. Even Cigar Aficionado magazine, they recommend Zaffa rum by saying with that spice and oak barrel flavor, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. They also received an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute. It's not very easy to get that, but it's just another one of their prestigious awards. Listen. It's the holiday season. You might as well, at this point, give the gift of Zaffer Rum or get the gift of Zaffer Rum. Ask for it. Ask Santa Claus for it. Maybe you'll get it, you know, on Christmas Day or for Hanukkah or for anything that's going on right now. Zaffer Rum, by the way, social media friendly. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Zaffer Rum, at Z-A-F-R-A. Zaffer Rum reminds you to always drink responsibly. And remember, there is no rum without Zaffer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.